So imagine you're me. You're 38, you're married with kids, you're a struggling artist, struggling writer, failed as a filmmaker, and that clothing brand that you had really high hopes for, you shut it down after 6 months. You're an introvert, you're antisocial. Surprise, surprise, you're still working in retail after 2 decades. Congrats! You're not old enough to be officially called a curmudgeon, but you're still young enough to believe that I could really get into the Migos anytime now. You don't really drink, you don't really party. You're into all the basic stuff, movies, music, pop culture, and sports. But what you're really still super into is comic books. So you're still basically a nerd. You're not very good at social media. You always feel creatively stifled and marginalized and overwhelmed. You're always betting that the next thing you do is going to be the one that'll break you through that glass ceiling. Or if it fails, that's the last time you're ever going to try that. So what if you're that kind of a person? But you don't have enough money in the bank to really do a midlife crisis, right? What do? You start a podcast. Now I know what you're thinking. Jesus Christ, not another one of these no-name gas bags with an internet connection trying to tell me to smash the subscribe button, but it's not my fault. Not completely, anyways. I blame James Murphy. Let me tell you why. My name is Jericho Villar. Welcome to NEW Sound System. James Murphy is an iconic record producer, DJ, and also the frontman for one of my all-time favorite bands. In his younger adulthood, he founded one of the most influential record labels around, DFA Records, and he was doing great. Put out a bunch of awesome records, mainly in the East Coast, and all of a sudden, in his mid-30s, he just makes this tremendous pivot and releases the single Losing My Edge in 2001 with his band LCD Sound System. So why is he to blame? Basically, Losing My Edge is a single about a hipster's last will and testament. That it's a song about everything going too fast and they're all coming after you. Cool as a currency, and you're almost broke. And to tell you the truth, 2 years away from turning 40, a song like that at a time like that could really just hit you in the right spot, creatively. Give you a little bit of that extra oomph to push forward for whatever endeavor you have planned or have been talking about. And podcasting is one of those projects that I've been talking about for years. And that, coupled with an extreme act of kindness that my brother bestowed upon me, all the fuel that I needed to get this going. So, James Murphy, you're to blame. And sir, as an honor, I homaged your band's name. So please don't death from above me, 'cause otherwise I may have to go the route and start calling this thing NDW Sound System 1981. So thank you, sir. You are my inspiration. So why podcast? Well, I feel that the past 2 years, the podcasts as a medium are having a moment. And its core, it's very much like the zines of this generation. It can be very handcrafted and artisanal and extremely personal. I mean, it's a lot easier to get a podcast going nowadays with the technology. So shout out to Anchor and Audacity for making it making it really, really simple to get, you know, your voice heard. But as a medium, it's just having such a moment, and why can't I? I mean, James Murphy made that unbelievable pivot from one career to another. What's stopping me from making that myself? He's an unlikely front man, quote unquote. And yeah, I'm a little round on the edges, so I could be described as unlikely in the front man front as well. But, and I was also a kid that made mix CDs. I was from that generation where those old online radio stations, the heavily curated aspect of it, and the fact that it's niche, and it's a lot of that stuff translates to podcasts now, and it's really riding a wave that I'd like to be a part of. So what is NDW Sound System? Well, for starters, it's a conversation show about pop culture, sports, music, but also it's about me having honest conversations with the interesting people in my life. There's a line in Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. It said, "I hear that everyone that you know is more relevant than everyone that I know." Well, I'd like to test that little line and shed a light on some of the interesting characters in my life, share their stories, all of their trials and tribulations. If they're willing to be open, I'm willing to be open too. So it's going to be one of those things. So if you're looking for a hot take machine, there's going to be some of that too. Like How A Star Is Born, it's a really creepy and I couldn't get past the first 45 minutes. Let's be honest, it's just a very unbelievable whirlwind love affair that I just can't get aboard. How's that for a hot take? So stick around for that. And some parenting tales, me being generally confused at youth culture, discussions about every fucking comic book movie that's gonna be released this year. Maybe something about the big game. And, you know, go whoever's not the Patriots. So stay tuned for more of the good stuff. I'd love it if you subscribed in whichever service you get your podcast from to stay up to date. And we'll see you next time. I'm going to leave you with one of the questions. I was going to do a first date questionnaire here, but then I realized that's pretty whack. But there is one question that I would like to share with you. And it is, do you have a secret idea of how you will die? Yeah. Saving my family from a sinking battleship. Jeez, easy stuff. All right, everybody, thank you. So once again, I've been your host, Jericho Villar. Thank you for listening to NDW Sound System. The NDW stands for Ne'er-Do-Wells. Take care.